move into another dimension. A dimension not only of sound, but of imagination. A dimension full of bad grammar and made-up words. An award-deserving dimension known as Spike on the Mic.
I like music. I said Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. We are here, ladies and gentlemen. We are here at our Palacios Studios at 4215 West Hillsborough Avenue, also known as the Benchmark of Tampa, or Hooters. Hooters on your radio. This is the Spike on the Mic Show, and we are here trying to entertain you, to put some knocking nothings in your eardrums, and maybe let you suck on the teeth of our knowledge. But as always, I can't do this alone. I will not do this alone. So without further ado, let me introduce the crew. Directly in my peripheral vision is another voice that's usually here, but he's not here. But we're going to call him the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
I'm feeling terse today.
Is that the word of the day?
Yes, terse.
Terse. All right. So before the show ends, will you please explain what that word is? Before the show ends today, not now, tell me what terse means.
Brief.
All right. But, you know, directly in your peripheral vision, there's the guy who's making the sounds go through your eardrums. We like to call him PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
Okay. See, that was terse. That was very terse. Okay.
Hold on a second. So you guys have given me the definition of terse?
Yes. Terse. Just terse. No
oh, like,
on the
like,
end.
Like skirse. First. Second.
No, there's no. It's just terse. It means brief, abrupt.
Why didn't you just
concise.
Say that? Why didn't you just say that, voice?
He wanted to make an impression.
I feel you. Also, so now the next sound you're going to hear.
It doesn't do
wait,
well to
there's a next
give
sound?
A long explanation of what terse is.
That's true, yeah.
The next that's sound really you hear true. Is a man, we like to call it Savant. We'll take out his first name, Idiot, and just call him a Savant. We like to call him Bill Smots. Bill Smots, how you sticking?
Tersely.
There you go.
I see what yeah. the theme of the see, day is.
Very terse.
But
yeah,
I
we're gonna get through this quickly.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, we might. So but
an interviewer's worst nightmare.
Yes, yes it is. But you know, if you smell something stank, it's not him, because he's just hauling gas.
Oh.
We like to call him the gas man. Gas man, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like Winston Wolf, the wolf. And if I'm Kurt, it's because time of the essence. Kurt is another form for terse. It means quick and to
yes.
the point.
Kurt, yeah.
If I'm
no,
Kurt,
that's the guy that ran the Star Trek Enterprise.
Well,
Captain
that's
Kurtz.
A different one, spelled differently.
Captain Kurtz. God, I'm funny. I like me. All right.
I'm glad someone does. I have Mr. Wolf does not.
Yeah.
You're going to get a lot of yourself tonight, I think.
Yeah.
You think? No. All right, so now let's go ahead and make the show professional.
Oh, God.
And we're going to make it look better. We're getting some chromosomes, ladies and gentlemen. We have some chromosomes. Oh. Two of them. Not one, not two. The next sound you hear, she's been backed by popular demand. She is looking so good. I wish she would take her glasses off so I could see her eyes. But we'll just call her my friend and yours, Miss Monica. Monica, how you sticking?
Hi, Spike. I'm sticking to my policy of telling everybody that you called me fat today, the first
oh,
thing you said to me.
Damn.
What an ugly thing this
you
is.
Are so going to
so
regret
I,
that.
So I'm now, I'm, I was happy and I'm a bit terse now.
No, it doesn't work like that.
Yes,
Monica,
it does.
Let's talk about Monica and I have history.
Yeah, and
she
and
has.
You didn't help that at
she
all.
She called me a Ken doll, plenty of times.
So long ago, and not as a greeting.
All right, so listen. Now I'm gonna ask you guys to do this. Make me look good. All right, okay? Let's make the show look real professional.
Shave the sideburns.
Let's see, she's called me a Ken doll too, so it's like her thing. But see, I'm not offended by it, so I don't have to
it's
call
an
her
insult.
Pregnant.
It really is like you're my brother, uncle, cousin.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I just look at you
right.
as that.
He's and, looking and West, at you. She's looking at you non-sexually.
And, mm. And West Virginia brother, uncle, cousin, all three.
All right, well, so look, listen, I want you guys to do this for me. Make me look professional. Make me look good because we have another XX chromosome in our midst. Yes. This is the person that's going to take us over the hump. This is going to be, ladies and gentlemen, the next sound you hear is the beautiful, the talented, the awesome, and we're going to talk more about her in the 726 hour. This is the lovely, talented Zai. Zai, thank you for joining the Spike on the Mic show, and how are you sticking?
Thank you so much. You know, I'm actually going to stick with the theme of the night, but different reasons, you know. Unlike, you know, calling somebody who's pregnant or not pregnant, I actually happen to be. And so today I've been getting my butt kicked by a 2-pound being, and I am just
You already
surprised.
2 pounds in there?
He's already 2 pounds in there.
Oh.
Yep, I'm Ooh. Almost 7 months now. It's crazy.
Wow.
Girl, you look great.
Oh,
are you kidding me? Wow. You look me like you'll get me like I'm like bloated or something. Like you
So let's bite off what Zai just said.
Yeah.
When Monica, you said she looks great.
Yes.
So when I called you that way, you look great.
Right, but
No.
I'm not 7 months pregnant. She's 7 months pregnant, and if you didn't know that, I would have never guessed a million years. You look fantastic.
Oh, I appreciate that.
And bonus, you get the pregger's glow.
Oh, exactly, right? Yeah, thank you. And I was digging on your rainbow glasses. I feel like she's a rainbow Lennon. She looks so good.
Oh, yeah.
She likes my sunglasses.
I do.
Nice.
I do.
See, Zai, let me explain to you.
Nice.
Rainbows. It was just Pride Month.
I'm getting the feeling you're not actually needed on this show.
The thing is that I am a visual person. Mm-hmm. I like to see the eyes. You have beautiful eyes.
Thank
I like
you.
To look into the eyes of the mm-hmm. person right. that we're speaking to. Look at this.
Since when?
Your soul can.
Never
She's
mind.
She's looking terse.
Yeah, really. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, this is what we do here. We sit around here, and I got to make sure this producer's ready.
What?
We sit around here and we talk about three things.
Oh no.
Yes. Three things we sit here and talk about. Oh my
the
God.
The past, the present, and the future.
Oh, there we go. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, this is the show here. We sit here and we talk about those three things there, the past, the present, and the future.
Yes.
So if you want to participate, you can always give us a call at 813.
Oh, why do you say that?
699-3900.
Oh, don't tell them the number.
Or get us here.
People will call and flush their toilets.
Or give us a call or watch us on the chat line on spikeonthemic.com or stpeteradio.com.
Or maybe the great Reverend will call. We missed him last week.
There you go.
KC Online Radio.
Oh, and KCOR Downline in Kansas. Yeah. Oh, you got no guys that have no more Kansas jokes for that?
Oh, yeah. Kansas, yeah.
All right, so let's get all the other...
They Kansas.
Let's get all the other profanities.
Oh, all right.
Is profanities a word?
Yeah.
You're making stuff
the
up
The Spike
now.
And the Mic Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
Welcome to Hooters! Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Schmatz, you don't have to look it up.
30th. It's like 29th, I think.
Yeah, 30th.
Yeah. Kevin Harvick, in the meantime, got me a free Bloomin' Onion for one.
That's
the competitor. So what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, if... What's the guy's name? Chase Elliott.
Chase Elliott, very good. No, you remembered it.
See, the problem is I have slow recovery time. I can recover. I get the answer, but I just have a slow recovery time.
Yeah,
so what happens is if Chase Elliott finishes in the top 10, then every participating Hooters gives you free fried pickles.
Yes.
Unfortunately, he did not finish in the top 10.
Not even close.
Ooh.
But we continue to try harder.
Who's going
to
pay for my fried pickles now?
I think he finished just ahead of the cars that wrecked and didn't finish.
So we get a half order.
Yeah, really.
Or we get the full order, no sauce.
No, we get nothing.
Speaking of orders, and I feel bad that I didn't do this.
What?
Well, I'll punish in private and praise in public.
Uh-oh.
Zai,
but
If you need something to tickle your palates, go ahead, because the Spike on the Mic budget is
endless.
It's in the millions.
Yeah, yeah. So if you need
something. And you're eating for two.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's right. Yeah. That's right.
I'm scared to comment on that because for some reason y'all...
You already called somebody fat tonight.
Yeah, well.
No, I didn't call her fat. I called her pregnant.
It's such a fine line, though, you know, because I have to be honest. Because you feel, like, much bigger. Because, well, Spike, you saw me right before I was pregnant, right?
True that.
I was 105
I'm not the father,
pounds,
am I?
Right?
Yeah. Hello, am I the
father? Virtually, virtually.
How much sooner before?
Yeah, really.
Spike, you are the father.
Left the money on the counter and...
Spike is your father.
Yes. Wait a minute. So I got to pay, but I ain't getting all the glory? Wait a minute. Where's my honey? Also, this is my mental note that the Voice of Reason, who raises bees, bought us some honey. I want to give her a bit.
Honey.
Thank you about that. All right. So let me talk to Zai.
All right.
Because the rest of you guys, you illegal riffraff in the shipping containers and the lovely, talented Monica already know how we do. What happens is I throw out little topics, and I want your unscripted opinion.
I love it. Yes. I love it. Let's get it.
So, and also at the 7:26 hour, we're going to play that music, and we're going to learn more about you.
Fantastic. I'm so excited. There's been a lot going on. I can't wait to share.
Ooh, are we safe?
Huh?
Are we safe?
I
need a vegetable.
So.
Please, yes. All right.
Did you say the 7:26 hour?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I can't take that. I think you mean at 7:26.
Yeah.
At the end, at the bottom of the hour,
it's
maybe?
All right.
Is
like,
that what
please,
you're trying to, I don't know.
Please, if you start criticizing him now,
we'll never have a show. We have no show.
And don't mistake this for a professional show.
Yeah. No, we're going to do this because Zai, she has talent, along with Monica, and we're going to make this big. See, I have to keep catering to you.
No, you don't at all.
Okay, good.
Just don't call me fat. It's really simple.
Babe, I mean,
it's
never,
a good boundary.
I never called you fat.
Toast.
Never called you fat.
I will punish off air.
So, I mean, because obviously Zai is not huge. In 7 months, I'm amazed.
She's tiny.
At that.
Yeah.
So, but typically, if you're asking someone's pregnant, are you saying they're larger than they normally are? Is what you're saying?
Exactly.
Yes.
No. No. Au francois.
No.
She had a glow about her. Wasn't that smooth?
So now I have greasy skin and
oh
I look
my
fat.
God.
So that's great.
Use this.
Here's the shovel. Here you go.
You just glowed Zai, didn't you?
But she's pregnant.
Right.
I'm not pregnant.
Right. Because my skin isn't greasy because it's an actual glow.
Spike, why don't you tell the truth? I mean, we were talking about a Sophia Loren movie.
Correct.
Where she's walking down the street with a big belly and little children are singing, she got the belly, she got the belly. She got the belly, cha-cha-cha.
So Spike acted like a 7-year-old and pointed at me and said, you got the belly, you got the belly, you got the belly.
Basically, he just had it stuck in his mind. You know Spike.
Oh, come on, you know once things up here, there's nothing up here.
You know what I do? This is what I know.
What
I know I walked up, didn't
How
even get in
How many years
here?
Did it take us to convince him that you were an XX chromosome? You know, years.
Yeah. All of that. Everything you're saying is exactly true. The one thing that I have not heard yet is an apology.
Oh.
And I don't want it now because I just mentioned it. If it would have came on your own, it would have been
one
thing.
Oh,
now,
that's true.
You never let them do that to you.
No.
You had ample time. I've been here for over half an hour.
Dude, who opened the gate for you?
After you called me fat? Cause I
because you thought she was pregnant.
You thought I was too fat to waddle through it?
She couldn't get in there by herself, and she needed some extra room.
It's great. Thank you.
Oh, my Diraj. Okay, let's do this. Let's go ahead and topic changing music.
Oh. Well, I don't think that Clark is here, so I'll say a new topic now.
I like to call this first topic, Kiss from a Rose.
Kiss from a Rose.
By Seal?
Great song about Seal.
By Seal, yes.
Oh, that's who sang that?
Yeah.
Well, not really. That's not the reason I said it. I said it because I thought it was the guy that I'm thinking about, but it was Seal. You just made me wronger.
Oh, so it was another tall guy.
Yeah, another tall guy. Yeah.
They all look alike. I see what you're saying.
Right.
Think colored guys that look like Seal.
Yeah.
All right.
You guys know what there's
if he's tall, it's not Bruno Mars.
No.
No.
Yeah. And I think CeeLo's under 5'8", too.
Okay. No,
Idris Elba?
You don't speak Spike.
Is it that who?
We got to learn what tall is.
Let me explain what tall is. If you go to the Spikelopedia dictionary, you'll see tall means
Oh, I see.
Does pregnant mean skinny?
Oh, my God. Oh.
Hey-o.
So if I kill her today, I'll be out in what, 5 years with... 5 years with good behavior.
Hey, you can blame OJ. He's in St. Pete now.
Yeah, really. All right, so there's been the custody battle between Digimon and...
Digimon?
Yeah, his name is Digimon. I wrote it down phonetically.
Digimon?
I wrote it down phonetically.
Pokemon, right. The game?
And Kimora Lee Simmons. Y'all know who Kimora Lee Simmons is?
Yeah.
She was the FUBU person. And she was kicking it with Digimon.
After she ripped Russell Simmons off.
Right. There's this real tall guy.
Right. And Digimon Zabubu.
I got to get a picture of him. So anyway, they had a kid together. Everything
dumbass.
Everything was working out cool. They didn't last. They broke up. So now Kimora Lee Simmons is now married to this cat named Tom Lesson. He's a short guy. And now
he's a white guy.
It's short.
White.
So the kid is Digimon's kid is 10 years old. There's at his birthday party. I'm missing this story.
You can do it.
Messing this up. Nobody said a word. We're all looking at you like, yeah? What's next?
Okay, so anyway, at the birthday party, Kimora Simmons' current husband named Tim, I just call him Tim, is seen kissing the little baby in the mouth.
Okay,
He's 10 years old, and now Kimora is keeping the baby daddy away from him. They're going through some custody battle. Now,
wait, the baby is 10 years old?
That's
kind of not
10
a baby.
10 to 14. Yeah, 10
it's
to 14.
Not really a baby.
Right. Now, my question to the legal riffraff and shipping containers and Monica and...
There's a question here?
How is that even a question? If they're 10 to 14?
Yeah.
I mean, was there tongue?
There's just a big picture of them going, mwah, straight in the mouth.
How long?
Now,
it was a photo. And there was a lot of tongue swishing?
Well, we don't know if it was like, or if it was just, mwah.
So the question is, do you think that is right because Kimora is keeping the baby's daddy away from the little boy?
Right.
Even at the birthday party, she would not allow him there.
Oh, it was a little boy, too? And it's the boy
and the daddy.
And the stepdaddy just gave him the tongue?
Yeah, the short daddy. Oh.
Well, that doesn't seem kosher.
That seems weird.
So how do you feel about that? I hate white people. I get
weird, tingly, odd, like bad feelings that I can't quite explain.
Yeah.
You know, you just feel gross.
Yeah.
Gross. That's what I feel. I feel grossed out.
You feel gross for who?
Well, okay. So we're in the concerns of keeping the baby daddy away from the child. That is something that unless if you specifically know the situation. So
right.
Say that like, you know, somebody was getting beaten or somebody was getting, you know, very much abused. That's a situation that, you know, hey, this is a toxic situation. Something has to be separated.
Or maybe you just don't like them.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't like them, then it's just the preference. That doesn't really seem right or fair.
No, but still you have the power.
Right. Yes, you have the power, but you shouldn't. Until that child is 18 years old where they can execute their own power to decide what they believe about their parents and how they choose to view their values.
Right.
And whose tongue they want in their mouth.
Yeah. I mean, that's just a violation, I feel.
Right.
Even if it was the father, it would still be a little odd at 10 or 14 years old because that's puberty level. And I think that after, sexual puberty, I think it becomes something... That, you know.
Not cool. All right, Monica?
Yeah.
Wait, I should say that there's no reason we should think this is true.
No.
Spike said it.
Right.
So therefore it could be anything, you know.
Monica's?
Right.
That's what I was just going to ask is, has anybody talked to the kid and asked the kid how comfortable he or she, or as you said, it was a son. Yeah. How does the kid feel? Because if the son is like, listen, it's been awkward every time he does that, I'm over it. Or is the kid like, what, daddy and I, or stepdaddy or whatever, and I always kiss. That's how we say goodbye. It's no big deal. I'm not. Because my main concern is the kid. If the kid's unaffected and he's not traumatized, then, I mean, just tell the kid, the adult, no, don't do that anymore and no harm, no foul.
Tell the husband, the current husband, to stop to pull it up.
Yeah,
right?
don't use the kid in a custody battle as bait or anything. Just say, hey, stop it. That's not cool with me. I don't appreciate that. But first and foremost, make sure the son is okay.
Wait a minute. Whoa,
right, that's so a weird.
Here's the
photo.
Here's the photo.
Oh, uncomfortable.
Kid.
Oh God, I'm so uncomfortable.
Right.
His eyes are open and everything. Oh my, that something's going on.
Wait,
not
I haven't
normal.
Seen this.
It's too much
that's
of a romantic picture.
Yes, it was. He was grabbing his.
Oh my word.
No, So
voice of reason?
Let me see the picture.
I don't know. All right.
You need to see it, though. Like,
there you go.
Yeah, and his
tell me when the glare is
eyes
good.
Eyes are looking upward.
All right, boys, reason, what do you think about
that? That's a still picture. That might have been a very quick kiss. And
do you see the son's eyes are open?
I don't see anything Ugh. Wrong with the kiss per se, but, you know, it maybe was disrespectful to the natural father to do that while he was there. I can kiss this kid because he loves me, not you.
Should you close your eyes if it's a meaningless kiss?
Well, the thing is, I'm gonna help you guys out. Bruno Mars, okay? Right. What does he say in Grenade? Okay.
I don't know.
What? He got a grenade.
Kept your eyes wide open.
Who the hell is Bruno Mars?
Why were they open?
All right, hold on a second. So, Gasman, how you?
Gasman,
how you feel about that?
If he's been with the kid since the kid was a baby, and that's the only father he's known, it could be like a biological connection. Yeah. My grandkids kiss me. I kiss my daughter. She's 30 freaking years old, and I mean, it's just a show of affection. You don't know what affection is. Affection. If he's been with the kid since the kid was a baby, and they've always done that, I don't see a problem.
I ran into the gas man in a gas station,
right?
And I tongue kissed him.
In the mouth. Oh, okay. Yeah, wow. Spots.
We're not related to
spots.
And that is a still photo. I mean, grab different things. What was the story that you were talking about at the beginning? A tongue.
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
How long was the stepdad there? You didn't actually clarify. I thought that she just started dating. If they just started dating, then that's, I mean,
I think he's been,
if it's a biological connection, it's different. But think about it. If they just started dating,
that's the only father the kid's ever known since he was a baby, then that's the only connection he's got.
Well, then it would be a little different, but we don't know. Yeah.
Did he swallow a Lego when he was trying to suck it out?
Swallow
a
Lego.
Lego?
A Lego.
I don't know, but he wouldn't let go of his size.
A lot of children play with Legos.
It's a still photo, man.
And if they swallow one, you got to suck
it out. All right, so she married the short guy in 2013, so it's been 6 years now.
Okay. Wow. So that's a little different.
The kid's been around. I just don't think it's cool personally, but that's just...
Would it be cool if the tall guy was kissing the kid?
Yeah, that's his dad.
Oh, okay. Oh.
I think it's right. between them.
That's what I said.
I think it's their relationship. If the kid's cool with it and the dad's cool with it, the mom shouldn't use it as a custody battle. Like,
but she already screwed Russell Simmons out of his money, and then she married another guy and got him out of his money. She's a gold digging bitch.
Whoa. No. She's got her own money. She's like baby fat chick, isn't she?
Yeah, really. She found an Ubu of whatever that thing Monica just said.
And who helped her back that?
Gold digging.
Russell Simmons.
All right, he owns half of it. I see how you guys feel about that, so let's go ahead and do topic changing music.
All right, we totally slaughtered that topic. Let's try to slaughter another one on this Back in the Mic show.
All right, I like to call this thing here Milk for Everybody.
Milk for Everybody.
Milk or nuke?
Milk.
Milk.
Okay.
All right, there's this cat named...
Martin Luther King, I think it's the...
There's this cat named Tim Brown.
Tim Brown.
Every morning, he sits down for a bowl of cornflakes...
A football player?
...in the morning, and he slurps on his milk and cereal. But one of the ingredients is odd. The milk that he's using for his cereal is the breast milk of his daughter.
Oh, come on. Where do you find this stuff?
I mean, All in the Family?
Yeah, really.
Is there a coincidence that you're using, like, pregnancy and kids when you accuse Monica of being pregnant?
Yeah.
Is there some coincidence?
It really wasn't. No.
He's got evil on his mind.
No? Well, here's the thing about this. So right now, we all think that's kind of ooey, weird, crazy.
Of course.
Right?
Mike, it's the pregnancy show.
You do realize there's a whole fetish online, like, catalog for selling breast milk as a fetish. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that seems like fetishism.
Yeah, but when it's your daughter, that's a different thing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's fetishizing his
Tim
daughter.
Brown's...
That's totally wrong, but how much would you...
Tim Brown's daughter named Georgia, she's been nursing her eight-month son for 8 months now.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, see.
Good, that's great math.
Yeah, so she's been pumping. And so one day, I don't know how this happened.
Right.
She saw a study that breast milk also helps in the treatment for cancer.
Huh.
The dad has cancer. Now, don't y'all feel bad now?
Oh, I feel terrible.
No.
The dad has cancer. So they found some voodoo doctor that said,
Said, put it in coffee.
I have a question. Have they tried smoking weed first? Because if they haven't, then it's just an excuse. You know what I'm saying?
They may have, but Tim Brown says drinking her milk helps him with his nausea from chemotherapy. Now, there is no scientific proof yet.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Weed is a scientifically proven way to help cancer. So if he's not willing to try a plant before his daughter's titties first,
then he's a little weird, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Marie Savin says that breast milk is known to have some benefits, but we're not 100% sure that it helps with cancer. I don't know if it does or not. I am not a doctor, and I don't think anybody sitting at this table is a doctor.
Well, it's because Clark's not here. He's a doctor.
He is a doctor.
So the question to the legal riffraff in shipping containers, would you guys try your mother's
breast milk? That's why you brought this up, right? Because there is no real doctor.
Would you try your mother's breast milk if...
Mother's or daughter's.
Oh, your daughter. That's right. Your daughter's breast milk. Monica's?
No, I want no part of any of that. Y'all have at it. That's the thing. I don't want it. If that's what y'all want to do, then you do you. It's none of my business. I ain't got to ingest it. But I want no part of it.
So you're going to go say no.
Well,
right?
And again, like alternative treatments. I'm sorry. I'm just like.
You pushing the weed, ain't you?
Well, it's not just the weed, too. I mean, there's also been.
I'm looking for scientific.
Well, okay. Do you know apricot seeds? Do you know that they have a containing element of B17, which is actually a vitamin that is rarely talked about that has beneficial. It not only beneficial. But
okay. Let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
The views and opinions expressed by Zai does not reflect the Spike on the Mic show, even though it don't matter. But go ahead.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Well, just thinking of it this way, if you're not willing to try, like, a plant first, like, okay, I understand if he's like, oh, well, this helps with cancer, but it sounds like rationalization because there's so many other options to combat that
so
in a naturally healthy way.
You think he's just freaky?
I think he's freaky.
Boy, it's a reason. What do you think?
I suspect that it was his daughter's idea.
Marilyn Monroe.
And he probably, it's probably cow's milk. But, you know,
she's calling her a cow?
She's so sweet. She gives me this milk. I'm not going to tell her I'm throwing it out.
There you go. All right. Smots?
Was the store closed?
And gas man?
Because cornflakes are important. You know, you got to have corn.
Yeah, that's true. But
eat that shit dry.
Sometimes cancer. Cancer can be hereditary. I don't see how.
What'd you say can be cows?
Cancer.
Oh, I thought you said
can
cows.
Can be hereditary. They always ask you, if someone in your family's had cancer before, it can be a hereditary trait. So I don't see if that's. Based on that, how drinking your relative's breast milk is going to help you with cancer.
Well.
When it's the same gene pool.
Yeah, good.
I think it's a freak.
So y'all just going to take away this man's. Personal.
Nah, you do you. I just would never in a million years. If that's what you want, if that's what you're doing, listen, I get that there's science and all of that other stuff, but part of it, let's face facts, is your attitude. If I'm going to lay down and die from this or I'm going to kick its ass. If he thinks in his head psychologically that this breast milk is somehow doing something and it's no harm, no foul to anybody,
right?
Then you do you, just kick cancer's butt. Yeah. But I don't want to.
And how is he doing it? Is he getting it after the breast pump? Not directly.
Come on.
I'm just wondering.
You know? I mean,
he's not milking.
He's going to do it. Where's the line? That's a legitimate question.
Right? That's what I'm saying. Like,
it doesn't matter how you get there, as long as you get there.
Oh, it matters.
Yeah, it matters.
It matters.
So you guys all just saying the guy is a creep for drinking his daughter's breast milk.
I'm not going to call him a creep. No, I'm just going to say it's unusual.
I love my daughter more than anything, but I would not drink her breast milk.
Why?
In any circumstance.
Let's pull the curtain back. Why wouldn't you not do that?
Because it's wrong morally,
creepy.
Physically.
What if, okay,
spiritually, and I'm not even religious.
Would you, in general, use breast milk to combat cancer at all? Like from anybody?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay. Then, because I was going to ask.
You wouldn't?
Yeah.
If you did, and then you didn't know it was your daughter's, would that make a difference? But you don't even want to use it.
No, it hasn't been scientifically proven to work.
So all right, I got you.
I already, like, literally, there are cases online where if you eat.
You finna say weed again?
No, I was going to say apricot seeds. I mean, yes, weed, too. Hey, that's what helped my seizures. I used to have 100 a day.
Save it for when we interview
you. Okay, yeah, sure, for sure. But
right,
I'm just
it's
saying.
Coming up.
Yeah, it has really helped people, and it's now proven that if you put, like, they put, like, a brain with brain cancer, and they like, added all these different. Like basically tinctures, and they watched it eat away at the marijuana ate away at the bad cells and reproduced the good cells. So there, you know what I'm saying? So there's just, I'm sorry. The breast milk thing, it just got me thinking, and I'm just like, I can't believe that this is. this is a legitimate thing.
Yeah,
and I'm also speaking as a man who has had breast milk, because when my wife was pregnant, we did have sex, and sometimes she, you know.
Yeah, but that's
squirting, not against it. Squirting,
Hey, man, it happens. You know, cost of doing business.
All right, so Monica, Fruity Fred says, yummy Monica. I have no idea what that's about.
Well,
I'm Fruity Fred.
Fred is the father.
Fred is the father. Oh, okay. All right, well, then I guess I'm going to make an executive decision and say that it's okay for him to suck on his daughter's teeth if he thinks.
None of us
not
said that.
One person. We had a million different opinions. Not one of them.
You didn't even ask me.
What
and
are you
I
doing
didn't
over
say
there?
That. Yeah.
God.
Knew what you're watching on Pornhub.
Yeah.
All right, too busy trying all that weed. I was telling the cancer patients.
So an executive decision is basically whatever you decide.
But I have to. I like to hear you guys' opinion.
Yeah, before you just overrule us.
Exactly.
I kind of like my job.
Yeah. Everybody's job. Yeah.
One quick topic before we interview Zai.
All right, here we go.
Topic changing.
All right, we're going to try and do one more topic. Just one more horrible, stupid topic. On the Spike and the Mike Show.
Is it not 7:26 yet?
7:26, yeah.
He meant 36.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, right. It depends on the 46.
It's 7:26, but it's not the 7:26 hour.
Hour. See, Monica, you speak Spike, don't
I do,
you?
I do, sadly.
There you go. All right, this next topic I like to call Women Hear Me Roar.
Women Hear Me Roar.
All right, and this should be quick, because we got XX chromosomes right
about
here.
About women, yeah.
Yeah, really. How do you guys feel? Do you guys know that there's going to be a female Thor in the next movie?
There is?
I know, I did not know that. Thank you.
I'm so excited.
Well, that's
Natalie,
cool.
Natalie Portman.
Love her. Oh, my God. I'm way so more excited as her.
Because she was in the Thor movie as Thor's girlfriend.
Yes.
She got banged into being Thor. Like, she just...
Oh, man.
She got her superpowers.
She got the power of the hammer.
Yes.
I don't know if that's how it happens.
Hammer
I love her,
no,
too.
Not as that,
Hammer of the God.
All right, so,
she's
so
the coolest
chick ever. At the big Marvel Comic-Con Saturday, which I guess was in San Diego, when the producer of Thor walked up to put Natalie Portman on the stage and handed her the hammer. So now she's going to be Thor. Now, a question to the legal riffraff and shipping containers and you two guys. How you guys feel about that? And I'll start out with you, Bill Smuts.
It's fine. I mean, was there a problem with Chris Hemsworth?
No, because he's short, white guy. Well, I guess it's the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's short.
Yeah, she's even shorter and she's white, too.
Yeah. Voice of Reason?
It doesn't sound like Thor to me.
Really?
All right, Gas
Man. Is it Thora?
Yeah, literally. Gas Man?
It's a fictional character. Who cares?
All right, PWs.
She's pretty hot.
Yes, she is.
I don't know the history behind it all.
I'm
the whole, I don't do comic book stuff, so I don't know if this is, offensive to comic book people.
No,
or is there a storyline where at one point in time there was a female Thor, in which case, have at it.
No, there's never been a female Thor.
There's never been a female Thor.
There's only been Thor.
Has there been a female Jesus?
As long as they don't say Thorette or something stupid that, or Lady Thor, or something stupid and feminized.
Lisa?
Well, and that's the thing, though. They, Spike's actually the villain, and he gets on there, and he actually surgically changes a Y to an X.
That's her.
Zai, how you feel about Thor being a woman, Natalie Portman?
Well, I think that what they're trying to do is you have to look even further. So besides the fact that it's cool, girls and boys, it's also all inclusive. I think what the movement for women empowerment is to simply portray to our younger generation, there used to be no female superheroes really besides Wonder Woman and Catwoman. And then the rest of the girls were pretty bad in the sense of you have all your bad chicks like Catwoman and Ivy and Harley Quinn, And so they're trying to give good examples, I think, that's why the Star Wars movie that just, launched their newest character, Rey. She was a main. I mean, because they were always saying.
He was a blind piano player, wasn't he?
No.
Ray Charles. Ray is R-E-Y.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah.
If I had my lightsaber, I'd cut your head off right
now. Oh, man.
Damn, violence.
That escalated quickly.
Really? Yeah. All right, so now we all in a good, happy mood about that.
Yes.
No, you're not going to go with the black James Bond.
Right. How you guys feel about the black?
Oh, no.
There's going to be a tall female 007.
A tall female?
A blonde?
They're just making my fantasies a reality.
So now.
No, not a blonde.
Yeah. No, she's not going to be a blonde.
No, black James Bond. A blonde.
A woman. black woman is going to be a James Bond character in the next coming movie called Bond 25. How you guys feel about that?
She's going to be blonde? Bond?
Bond. And how it happens is, in the movie,
Cynthia Bond.
Yeah. Q, or somebody said, I think it's Q, says, 007, come in here.
Right.
And she walks in. Dun, 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 dun.
Hot.
So we all okay with that? We don't.
And well, maybe. She asks her name, and she says, Bond, James Bond.
007.
Okay, 007.
See,
that's
the thing. I mean, if it's 007, that's fine. I mean, James Bond doesn't make a lot of sense because it is a character it's gone through. But certainly, I mean, the 007 is not only James Bond.
Right. That's the famous number.
Well, it is, but they're, I mean, you see 009, you see 006, whatever they are.
They're all different agents.
Different agents. Right.
Well, they but they don't have a show.
007 was James Bond.
Well, yes, but James Bond eventually has to, he ages.
Got to retire.
At some point.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they could designate the number to another agent.
Yeah.
It depends on the storyline.
They gave my badge number to somebody else.
It depends on the storyline. How does it come about? Does it just happen and nobody talks about how all of a sudden she's just a female?
Does.
Or is there like a reason? And then we can all get.
Does he have a sex change operation?
Maybe Bond gets killed.
Well, but it's fine. 007 is open. It could be an open agent.
Designated to another agent. Yes,
right.
It's possible. Yeah.
Executive decision. I don't know if I like that. What? Maybe she'd be like 0010.
And once again, it's a fictional character, so. But, yeah.
All right.
Look, the 008s, 006, they all change. I mean, there's different agents that are killed in duty or whatever. Yeah. So they got another one.
In the last 50 years, there's been a 007 that's been a man.
Well, it's been James Bond at this point. 007 has been James Bond. Different James Bonds.
Mm-hmm. So it's been the same name.
Well, it's based on the character that Ian Fleming created. He created a guy named James Bond that was always a man. So maybe if it's a different incarnation... And it could be a different story.
Yeah, I think 007 is open to being a man, woman, whomever.
If James Bond is killed or if he dies, eventually he will.
So everybody's okay with this?
I don't care.
No. I said no.
All right. The voice of reason decides.
She can't be James Bond. She can be somebody else. She can be 007, but she can't be.
But what if her name was just James Bond, but just not the same James Bond?
There was a female model named James King.
Yeah.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. I have a friend who just had a baby whose name is Everly Joseph, and it's a girl.
Yeah, but
okay, she could be Bond James then. I'm sorry, she's a what? What's her name?
Girl.
Everly Joseph.
It's a woman.
It's a girl, a little baby girl.
And her last name is Joseph.
No, that's her
middle name.
My middle name. My son's middle name is going to be Rose.
There you go.
Speaking of your son, I see what you did there, producer.
I did.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, now it's time for us to go ahead and get into the meat and potatoes of the show. We got to talk and learn about...
There's food?
Wrong show. Zai. Zai. Turn it up a little bit.
Something delicious, yes.
This is off her new release, or old release. This is one of her songs.
This is you? Yeah.
Well, it's the background track.
I like it.
Right.
Calming.
So, Zai, again, thank you for being on the Spike on the Mic show.
Thank you
I've been creeping you for a while now.
Ew.
Please, tell us a little bit about yourself. You are a performer, entertainer, an all-around get-downer.
Yes. Excited.
Right.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yes. So I've been actually singing since I was 7 years old when I was given a scholarship to Ruth Eckerd Hall. If you're familiar with Ruth Eckerd.
Yeah, they used to be a drugstore.
Yeah. But I'm cheating. Yeah, it's so exciting because, you know, when you're a kid, you don't really realize like how big of an opportunity that is. You're like, woohoo, singing camp.
Right.
You don't really know. So I started there, and then throughout the years, I had private lessons and worked with all different styles of music, from opera to jazz to postmodern pop. I mean, you just name it. But when I was in my teenage years, I actually had the opportunity to be on American Idol. And I also got to be on MTV. They had a show called Copycat. And, yeah, it was a lot of fun. I had a really good time, and I learned a lot.
Teenage years, was it like 3 years ago? See how smooth that was, Monica?
That was good.
Real nice.
Smooth as a Ken doll.
If you could only have been so smooth.
Yeah, instead he's going to ask Monica, what was that like 20 pounds ago?
Yeah. And weren't you 85 back then, Monica? So, yeah, I'm old and fat. Gotcha.
Dang. All right, so let me ask you, so word on the street is that...
You have a new album coming out.
Yeah.
I do. I am so excited. I had to wait because there were so many record labels that were interested in this particular album, and I had to wait to go with the people that I felt were going to be best for myself. And also, what's kind of amazing is that not only have I had a couple of debut shows already for this project, but one of the songs in particular is written about my seizure disorder that killed me 4 years ago and that now I'm back. And so what's amazing is this...
It's not the song that we're playing the back.
No, no. Right. This right now, this is called Sunshine You uh-huh. is the name of it. Yes. And so this song was... more an ode to a past history. It was an LGBTQ album to raise awareness and to just, you know.
Awareness for what? Oh, for LGBTQs.
Yeah, yeah. It because okay. I personally, so I identify as pansexual, which simply means that.
You still doing that?
Oh, yeah. That's who I am.
When I first met you.
Wait, are you still black? That's how it works, dude.
Okay, thank you, Monica.
Just right?
High five.
All right, I'm an old man. What does pansexual mean?
So, no, that's actually a really great question. I appreciate it because a lot of people like don't know the difference between bi and pan. Yeah, so basically what it means is that if you're a good person, like no matter like what your identity is or your quote-unquote race, I don't actually believe in race because I think we're all one human race. So we're all just having all right, either...
Except for Spike.
You know, there's...
Spike doesn't know what he is. He's confused.
No, there's tall people and there's short people.
There's Storm Area 51 looking
for him. Yeah, really.
Oh, wow, yeah. Right? Well, and so basically... thank you. So being pansexual, it simply means that you like the person for who they are and it doesn't really matter. I mean, yes, you can have preferences. Obviously, you can say, I don't like this person. I do like this person. Or you can have different belief systems in between.
Like anybody, though.
Yeah, like anyone.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I've dated, you know, from women to men to transgendered peoples, whatever they identify. I've been, you know, with people who are African-American, deaf. I mean, literally
tall.
Anything.
We call them tall.
Right, tall. Okay, yeah. I like that. Tall,
you
tall.
You have a very
tall,
open
short.
Heart. A very big heart. And I like right. that.
Thank you. I appreciate
open
that.
Open mind. And
yeah,
heart.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about just
love.
Wait
a minute. Hold on. Mm-hmm. You've been with tall people?
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
You're sorry. Like, sign me up.
Yes, yes.
Ken doll.
Right.
Although hey. She doesn't care.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. But I don't know. If you're calling my friends pregnant when they're not, I don't
know.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Line.
Yeah, we go way back at
oh,
least.
Oh, man, this weather is kicking in here. It's coming
it
in.
It's getting windy.
Sorry about that. It's
yeah, no worries.
A true professional works through it, but go
that's
ahead.
True. We're good. We're good. So, yeah. Well, he just kind of... Oh, okay. He's coming back. All right, so to answer the question, pan simply means...
Hey, she's talking to you about pan.
Yeah, pan. This is your answer.
Listen. Yeah.
I want to make sure we got the screens put down. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, yeah. Good call.
So basically, what it means is that, like, I love whoever I love. I don't limit myself. It's the person's heart. And if they're a good person, you know, if somebody's going to kick a puppy or, like, you
what?
Know, so I don't like that. You know, that's
yeah,
what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm not
like,
down
that's
with that
like,
either.
I'm not cool with that. You know what I mean?
Steve but said the only thing he didn't mention was octogenarians.
Octogenarians. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. I like that
hold
a lot.
Hold on a second. Stop. What cuss word is oxygenarian?
Octa.
Somebody's
octa,
over 80.
Octa, 80.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, it just depends. It just depends on who they are and if
can
they're
I,
the same.
Can I
yeah.
give you my card?
But I'm joking.
Why make it awkward right now? Come on.
Well, it was just a fun album, you know. Whenever I got to make that album, I wrote, it was actually a collection of mostly breakup songs, but it was between different people, you know, and the way that they made me feel. So there's a song about one of my ex-girlfriends. There's a song about an ex-boyfriend. There's even a song about somebody who said that they were in an open relationship, but they were lying.
Ew.
And so, yes, exactly. So then it like it goes through that and it tells girls like, you know, don't listen if you're getting lied to pretty much. It's like
right,
it's like an
right,
empowerment.
Right.
It's like a Rocky song. And so but
I want to hear this. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah?
Do you have some
you.
Of this? Are we not playing it? Am I taking over?
I'll play the song.
I'd love to hear it.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I mean, the one.
Which is the best one that will best represent? To tease us enough to want to go listen to more.
I would say actually the one that they were playing, Sunshine You, because that one you can go see the music video on YouTube for.
I'm glad you said that because that's the only one I have.
Perfect. Well,
I already
I'm
love
so
the
excited.
Title.
Oh, thank you.
All right, so let's
you.
Do this. Let's just listen to
right.
yeah,
Sunshine.
Here it comes.
This is great.
Well, I was afraid of thunder and rain.
Oh man, that is so awesome.
Okay, so you know how when and I work in radio, I don't know how if Spike told you that or not, but like we'll have people on and it'll be like you have to nod and shake your head and say yeah, you know, and sometimes it's kind of true, you like it a little bit. I love that yeah. Like a lot. Oh, like I want to come see you perform live. I'm like, nice. Oh, I'm like your new nice. Like rabid fan now.
Oh my goodness, thank
has
you.
Has anybody ever told you you have a lot of? I was gonna say a hint of Corinne Bailey Rae.
Yes, I love that.
Yes,
yes.
You definitely sound like thank her.
So,
and I love
so
it.
That's who she looks like.
No, she sounds like her.
Jeez,
I'm sorry, but listen,
she looks like an angel. All right.
Oh,
okay.
You're so sweet.
No,
that is beautiful, and I love the vibe, and I love the message, and I just love all of it. I love the title of the song. I love it all.
Thank you
so much. I want to say this.
We didn't play it all, by the way. I faded it out when Spike came back from the bathroom.
Well, I've already.
Oh, no, nobody knows.
Oh yeah,
yeah
no,
they
we,
know
we,
now.
They
know
knows
now
about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've already saved her album on Spotify. So if you're on Spotify, people that are listening right now, hi, Boston Sean.
yeah, really.
Talking to you. No, just kidding. Go and seriously check. I can't wait to hear the other songs.
Oh, thank
I'm really
you
excited.
So much.
And,
I'm so excited.
And as an added bonus, she's not ugly.
I know. Wait, let me ask you this. Now that I know, I had no idea any of this was going to happen. How do you know this fool?
Oh,
yeah.
You were so sweet.
I'm glad you ain't mentioned my name.
Right? Spike. 102.5 FM, The Bone, actually debuted that album for me last year.
Oh, get
and
out.
And then, yeah.
On what show?
You know, the Cat Named Mo show that Spike works on. So Spike was like, hey, you should totally come out and, you know, come on my show. And I said, yeah, why not? Let's do it. And basically, like, I'm so excited because the newest album, so the album that you're going to listen to, it's kind of eclectic. It was kind of like me trying to find what my sound really is, what it is, you know. And the new album, so it's primarily like, it's like a pop vibe. It's very like, it's almost like a Billie Eilish Halsey kind of vibe.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
I'm really
it's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you.
I'm excited to hear both one, you know, obviously this was amazing. And then I'm excited to hear the transition and the growth and the change. I'm really excited about this.
Thank you.
We only do amazing things on this show.
This is the first amazing thing, including my appearances. I have been on so far, so I'm happy I'm here today. It was extremely nice to meet you, and I'm not to hijack your entire interview, but on a total side note,
go ahead.
This entire, because I'm sitting, people who can't see us, I'm sitting next to her, which they're right, you're absolutely beautiful, but I've been also, because I'm not a boy, and I'm not attracted to females, I'm not like you, I'm not pansexual.
I saw it too.
No problem.
Your jewelry, I just want to steal it. I first saw these, and I'm like, your earrings are perfect. I'm like, I love those. And then I noticed your periodic table bracelet, and then I saw all your other ones. I'm like, I was hoping you made it. I didn't know what
you're
saying.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Like, if she makes jewelry, I'm giving you my money now. I love it all.
Thank you so much.
Okay, girly moment over. Sorry.
That was appreciated. Thank you. That was
awesome. Yeah, when she came in the studio and we played her song on the 102.5, I was like,
that's a great station.
This is pretty cool. Yeah, this is great. You probably know a little bit about that, don't you?
A little bit.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, you've great. And we've been, I know you punish in private and pray. I'm mad at you.
What's up?
What?
You were booked earlier.
Yes, I was. Yeah. And my phone completely.
Well, she had a problem.
Yeah, well, it wasn't even just my GPS wasn't working. The whole phone fried. So basically, I was on my phone.
Right.
And I don't know why I'm like this. Maybe it's because I literally have the size of like what my child's soon-to-be hands are.
Two.
Yeah, I'm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
my hand is
really
never
small.
Bigger than anybody's hand ever.
So you two in the shower right now.
Right.
let me ask you this. Let me clean this nonsense up because these guys are classless. Where are you going to be playing next? Because I really would like to come see you.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I actually have a bunch of gigs coming up. They're all cover gigs, though. So they're like, you know, just pop fun music.
Yeah. I love that.
Oh, thank you. Well, Tarpon Springs at the new Whiskey Wings out there.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there actually Wednesday.
Okay.
I believe it's from 8 to 11, and it's going to be a duo act. So it's going to be me and a guitarist, which I'm very excited for.
Nice.
And then I have two more gigs this week as well. If you go to Facebook, ZAI Entertainer, you'll find events, everything that's coming up. And I do have a really cool show that I couldn't wait to talk about because it's gonna be called the Dark Arts Show. And yes, and it's beautiful.
Ooh, like tarot cards and stuff?
Yeah, it's going to be so it's fire throwers. It's, I believe, magicians, a whole fashion show. And yeah, it's going to be amazing. And there's a woman who's actually designing my costume. We just got off the phone as I was on my way here.
Right.
And we're going to be doing something to kind of theme around the belly to show that I'm like birthing her clothing line.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Whoa, Strong J. Strong J.
Yeah, so it's going to be a lot of fun, and all of those details are going to be posted. So it's going to be in September, and until then, there's I think I still have like at least another 10 to 15 shows from now until then. And then I'm just so thrilled because I'm going to be releasing my next single. So I'm doing a single, then releasing the whole album in February. And the single I'm releasing...
February, dude.
Yes, I know.
It takes time, okay?
Well, she's right. Got to... Look, well, I mean, how uh-huh. You plan on working until, what, eight and a half months?
Yeah, just about. I'm due in October, and I have gigs booked until October.
All right.
So I've been performing the whole time. I've already been... I went to California, came back. I mean, just... you know, my child is already very much going to be some kind of dancer because let me tell you, I jump and I dance and he's like, woohoo!
Is there a bonus that if you give birth on stage during an act?
That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Nice. I think that'd be kind of cool, actually.
Yeah, you get some
I didn't
news
think about that.
There.
That'd
yeah.
be interesting.
Whoever catches the baby gets to name him. Is that?
I think that's how that works, right?
yeah,
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, that's fair game. I think that's fair. And
that's
the other
awesome.
Thing that's coming up, too, I almost forgot because I was so excited to tell you, and I was actually going to ask you and Mo and see if maybe we can figure something out together. Tampa Bay Times is releasing my exclusive life story in December, January time period. It's going to be 5 paper installments. They're doing everything. And they've been following me around for 3 years in secret.
Wow.
So it's already been filmed and is in the can and now they're just editing and all that?
Oh, yeah. It's been 3 years in the making. They found me at American Idol when I went a couple years back and I was going to be going to Hollywood and I got a concussion. And so I know. That's how I felt. But you know what? It turned out to be the biggest blessing, and this is why. So the guy who actually found me at the show, his name is Jay Cridlin. He is an amazing, like, incredible journalist that I didn't even understand. Like, I don't know why. I'm one of those people. I'm very trusting. So I'm like, oh, yeah, you want to interview me? Come to my house. Come meet my family. I didn't even look him up. You know what I mean? Like,
and
it took me a minute.
That's how you got pregnant.
Yeah, he's been with been in the area for a while.
Right? Well, that's a whole miracle. I'll tell you about that. That's a miracle story in itself, I'll tell you. But it's just so crazy because I was like, you know what? Let me look this guy up. Like, I finally got curious enough to go look him up.
He's been a writer in the area for a while.
Oh, yeah. Like, he's the one who does all the big stories, like with whether, you know, let's see. Taylor Swift just came into town, so like he interviews her and like Steven Tyler and Alice Cooper. So I didn't know any of this, right? So this is what happened. So again, like 2.5 years ago now, I got off the show and I go to call the Times to tell them I'm no longer an American Idol. And I said a couple of things that I didn't realize were like not really like just what everybody says, I guess. It was during a time in my life where I was finally coming to my hoorah moment. And so I basically said, I'm leaving American Idol, but it got me away from my mafia family, so I don't care. I'm so happy. Talk to you later.
You can't skate past that one.
Yeah, and so he goes, oh, wait, let's talk about this. So everything's going to be in the story. Well, I'm very excited.
All right, well, listen, all that story is my fault because at the 7:26 hour, we were supposed to do that. So it means we have to come back and stick a microphone back in your mouth.
Also, I would just like to state for the record that someday we're going to be like, and I'm going to say not even 10 years. I'm going to say like a year down the road. We'll be like, she'll be like, Spike who? What? You were on what
show? No.
Oh, no.
I say that every week.
And then Spike will be like, yes, we had Zai on our show.
Yeah.
It's going to be the big.
Oh, damn that. The show started with me being their father. So now you're going to cut me out of all the goodness?
Don't forget me.
Right, exactly.
Kamora Lee Simmons, welcome to the club.
Yeah, really.
It goes back to that story you were saying earlier, you know, about the baby daddy being separated. I don't know.
Okay, well, Zai,
listen. Can I say, Mark, I really love the way you dress. I love your T-shirt.
Thank you.
The Johnny Cash thing?
It's okay to tell somebody that... I really do dig your jewelry.
Thank you. I really appreciate it because I was...
You got that I was...
Yes, I did.
Riffing on that.
Yes. All right, so listen.
You didn't call me fat, so I love you.
Thank you, PW. You're a man.
So what we do, we go around the room, ladies and gentlemen, because this is so much fun because what happens when you're having fun, it flies.
Oh, it does fly.
So we have to go around the room. We have to ask everybody what stuck with you tonight. So let's start out with...
You start this early. You think you're going to get all this? You're going to be
all right? Sure. Yeah,
we should be. If I get you last...
He's very terse.
All right, yeah, that's true. Voice of Reason, what stuck with you tonight?
Zai.
Thank you.
All right, then let's go there. Gas Man, what stuck with you tonight?
Stuck with me. I'm 52 years old, and thanks to Zai, I found out I'm a pansexual as well.
Oh.
Damn. All right, then...
Best
I did start this early, didn't I? That's all right. PWs.
What stuck with me is that if Mark is a pansexual, so am I.
Yeah. Yeah. So y'all just gonna be
swinging
from the ceiling fans everywhere.
Listen, pretty much.
We don't come out of the closet. We come out of the kitchen with the rest of the pans.
All right, then, Bill Smots, what stuck with you tonight?
Actually, there's a couple things.
There it is. There it is.
Do you want them?
Mm-hmm. Oh, all of them? Yeah.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
really.
Yeah. Please. No. Well, because Spike lives dangerously, calling Monica pregnant.
Yeah.
That one's going to stick with me. I don't know how you do that.
Can we move past that?
Nope.
Nope.
You're an old man.
Yeah.
All right? You're a tall old man.
Old chicken makes good soup.
I don't want soup.
I thought that's how you got it. I don't even like soup.
You should know that by now. What are you doing? Seriously.
Insert. Listen, I am a aspiring comedian.
Yeah. Well, all right.
Usually laugh when comedians.
Yeah. Not like he groan.
He just said, oh, my God.
You said expiring, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, expiring. Yeah.
The second thing was that fantastic music makes Spike run to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa. Right away.
All right. So,
by the way, for the record,
gotta go
he just got so excited he couldn't hold it.
Well, right before the show, he was like, everybody go to the bathroom.
Yes.
Go to the bathroom, and he didn't.
And he didn't.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So I have to go ahead and talk to our esteemed guest.
Thank you so much.
I want to thank you guys for being on the show. You guys made this.
Thanks for having
another
me.
Level.
Yes, thank you for having us.
So, Monica, what stuck with you tonight?
Zai's jewelry, and I'm not lying about that. I really, and her music. Oh, I should say that first, shouldn't I? Your music. No, and you did, because I've already got it on Spotify. Your music and your jewelry, and I'm glad you were here. It was very nice to meet you.
Thank you. It was wonderful meeting you, too. I felt good to stand up with you, too.
Zai, it's not your turn. It's not your turn.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right. No.
But I'm hoping
we could watch this.
What stuck with you tonight?
And real quick, before Zai, because I don't want to cut off, the third thing, I forgot Steve's fantastic honey,
too. The voice of reason gave us homemade honey.
Yeah.
I brought the honey on the wrong night.
It got so overshadowed. He thought it was a star thing ready to go, and he was just out.
And Zai, thank you for coming on the show. Please let us stick a microphone in your mouth again.
Oh, I would love to.
And what's stuck with you tonight?
My goodness, how wonderful everyone is, how we can have a great night and good humor, good times, and I think we're about to eat some good food.
That's going to happen.
All right, so what stuck with me tonight is that you guys all hated on the guy kissing his little kid in the mouth.
Yes.
I think that they can do that because he was raising
Steve, it's a still picture. I mean, we don't like the concept. If that's a video for 20 seconds.
But the way Spike described it, we hate it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
That was a good call.
Yeah, it looked romantic, but I doubt that that's what it was. And a birthday party, come on.
And also what stuck with me tonight is that Monica and Zai and I are going to go. We going places. We're going to make this thing. Zai, you the talent. Monica is the brains, and I'm the beauty, okay?
All right.
So, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't like this arrangement at all.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Spike on the Mic show. Thank you for participating. Thank you guys for listening out there. Fruity Fred, we heard you. Zai, Monica, thank you guys. We love you. And we are out.